Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. We're now joined on the line, as we are this week, at this time of the week, every week, by Greater Shepparton City Council's Carmen Nicholson to talk about what is happening in the Activities in the Park program. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you?
Very good, very good. Another exciting week of activities ahead for us.
Yeah, you've got one on today and continuing on. Fruit and Veggie Kids.
Yeah, this is actually a really, it's a really good activity. This is probably our second year of doing this Fruit and Veggie Kids. So we work with Katie from RDI Nutrition, and it's about really trying to build that relationship that kids have with food. So what they do is just play a few games and read a few books about healthy fruit and vegetables and everything along those lines. And then at the end, the kids get to actually make a little person out of their fruit. So it might be
cute.
Cucumber eyes or carrot legs and that side of it. So we actually had one last week, and it was really quite lovely chatting to the facilitator afterwards, and she sort of said, you know, there was one kid there that never ate, the only fruit he'd ever eat was apple, and that was really at a push. And, you know, as a parent, I can understand that. Sometimes we spend a lot of time arguing with our kids about what to eat. And, yeah, this young fella, he made his little person out, and by the end he was eating all these different fruit and vegetables. So sometimes it helps, I guess, not always being the mum and dad and the grandparents arguing about this, sort of having that conversation. For them to hear from someone else, it's a really good, fun, interactive session. So
yeah, just improving that association, getting a happy association going instead of an argumentative one.
Exactly right. So, and Katie's tremendous at that. So that one today kicks off at 10:30. Now, that's at Settlers Drive Play Park area, so just off Riverside Drive out at Kiala. So there is actually some spots still available for that. So I highly recommend if you're interested to pop along to that
Settlers one. Settlers Drive Park. I'm trying to think where that is.
It's a beautiful little park. So if you get to Riverside Gardens, Riverside complex there where the Coles is and everything there, and you turn right to go the back way to Shepmarutna, and then you turn left into Settlers Drive. And it's a lovely little hidden away little playground.
Didn't even know there was a playground there.
It's
there you go.
Beautiful. Highly recommend a bit of a mystery box in there. So, so in there today. So
just turn up, or you'd still have to register?
You could jump on and register, but we've probably got about 8 spots left. So highly recommend, jump on and register, and we can go from there. So.
So let's move at Katandra West tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's on tomorrow morning 9:30. So that's one aimed for also for some preschool age kids. So it's got lots of different trying to just improve hand eye coordination and that side of things. So that's a really fun one working with Kim from Start Outdoors. So.
Okay, and then moving out to Dookie 2 days later. So I guess that's Saturday, is it?
Yeah, Saturday morning we're out at Dookie. So this one's working with the outdoor equipment. So we've got all these lovely outdoor equipment that's popped up in so many little places lately. So the idea of this is we've got a Aquamoves gym instructor coming out to try and help you build a bit of a program around that. So utilising that fantastic equipment that is there to actually activate it to incorporate a part into a workout.
And that sort of gym equipment, is it?
So we've got some at Western Park. There's some out at Dookie, but then Talamba have got some, and there's heap along the boulevard as well. So there's lots of them just placed all around the place. So it's trying to use them for an all-round workout as opposed to just using them on their own. So
okay, and then orienteering at Talamba.
Yeah, so on Sunday we're heading out to Talamba. Orienteering is a really it's actually a really fun activity that the kids enjoy, but I must admit, as an adult, I enjoy it too. So it's really around scavenger hunting, trekking around, taking the tips and the hints that are given to you and trying to find what that could be. And it is really interactive, and it's sort of one that the whole family can do and work together to get to the different points around there. So
there's a couple of other things happening on Sunday as well.
Yeah, so we've got, and obviously the Illuminate Festival, the big one happening in Shep this weekend also. But yeah, we've got a couple of other activities that are happening around it, but not really. But so we've got a pop-up multicultural craft activity. So this is one that we're about 3 weeks into now. And the idea of it is just to encourage multicultural women to get along. And they might just do a random craft project, but it's more about having those conversations and building those connections. So we've got that one on Sunday afternoon. But then also we've got Salsa in the Park. Now, Salsa in the Park is a great little activity. Yeah, so that's from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock and at the Vic Park Lake.
A couple of other things going into early next week, including at the library.
Yeah, well, we've got a story time in the park. So this one's actually, so this is a really good partnership program, this one. So we work with the Golden Valley Libraries, and they regularly have their story times in the library. And what we do is we work with them to get them back outside. So Emma, I don't know if anyone has been along. Emma is, Baird Income, so engaging. Like, she is a great, to listen to her to read a book and sing songs. She is so engaging with the kids. It makes you actually as an adult want to sing along too. So yeah, that one's at the Queen's Gardens next Thursday. So 10:30, always a really popular one. They do arts, crafts, sing songs, read a book. And yeah, it's sort of a really fun little activity.
I think there's plenty more coming up, but I think we can probably check in with you on that next week. Just remind people how they can find out about the activities in the park, Carmen.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of options. So you can either download, we've got a free app, which is called the Get Moving app. So we've got the double O in there. The app is tremendous because you can sort of go through your activities. You can click on an activity and it takes you directly to our booking site. Obviously, all these activities are free. So the only activities we charge for is pool activities, and we don't have any more pool activities for the year. So everything else is free. You can also visit our website, which is www.getmovingshepparton.com.au. Obviously, we go to all our small towns. So it's a great little program.
It is great that you do that. So you can definitely do these activities locally, no matter where you are.
Exactly right. And also follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Get Moving Greater Shepparton. So,
of course I do, Carmen.
Very good, very good.
All right, well, hope all those activities go well this week and look forward to talking to you next week, Carmen Nicholson. Excellent. Activities in the Park. Thanks, Carmen.
Thanks, Terry.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
It's Mum's birthday this week. I must grab her a card and Prezi. What should I get?
Go to Focus Cards and Gifts at the Fryer Street end of the Maud Street Mall. They have a huge range to choose from.
Aren't council redeveloping the mall?
They are, but all of the shops are still open and the works are fenced off. It will look great when it is all done.
Okay, let's get down to Focus Cards and Gifts. I'll check Google for their opening hours.
Yep, they're open now. Let's go. It also says they take Zip Pay, Amex and most other cards. Mum's birthday prezzy is sorted.
Station sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems, from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.